Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for KidBiz Radio.
KidBiz Radio creates conversations about the power of entrepreneurship and the positive impact that journey can have on kids.
For more information, go to KidBizExpo.com. Now, here's your hosts.
And we are back, broadcasting live from the KidBiz Expo right here behind Reformation Brewery in beautiful downtown Woodstock. Stone Payton here with you. I have with me next up on KidBiz Radio, Miss Katie Lococo.
Yes.
I got it right. Katie, who are you with and what are you out there trying to do for folks?
Well, I am with Smile Up Charitable Foundation, which we are a nonprofit that wants to help kids get into volunteering by helping other kids in the local community.
What a marvelous cause. So what compelled you to get involved with this group? What drew you in?
So it's actually kind of a funny story because I used to attend Reinhardt University in Waleska, and I was a part of their volunteer organization. So in their weekly emails for volunteer opportunities, they sent out an email saying, oh, Smile Up Charitable Foundation, they want to clean up the local YMCA. So I was like, wow, that sounds so fun. And I thought, you know, other Reinhardt people were going to be there, like make it a whole big thing. I show up there and there's no Reinhardt people there. And I was like, uh-oh, what did I sign up for? And we got to cleaning and it was so much fun. I was surrounded by people my age and we were just doing good for the community. So ever since then, I signed up for their email list and I've been back ever since.
I love it. And you're also actively involved in bringing other young people in and introducing them to the value of this kind of thing, yeah?
Yes. So I'm an ambassador for Smile Up, which means that I have served for 12 hours under the program. Currently, I'm having my own campaign through Smile Up, which they support. So we are trying to send cards, like positive cards, to senior citizens in Canada. So through that, I'm able to make my own campaign, and through Smile Up, they support me, and they give me opportunities to put my boxes out to send cards.
I love it. So how do you decide on the kinds of projects that you're going to put your time and your energy and your resources in? Is there this formalized process, or do y'all just hang out and say, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we did this?
Yeah, so on the website, I believe it's smileup.org, or it might be smileupfoundation.org. You'll find it.
Yeah.
But there's, I believe it's under events. You can click and it's all upcoming events. There's events months in advance that you just sign up for and it'll tell you, okay, we're meeting here at this time and you can sign up for this event and it'll tell you who's running it and what you'll be doing.
I love that because for me, I have a real interest in young entrepreneurs. So if I were looking, I could look on that and see that, oh, you're going to be at KidBiz Expo. And I would know that, oh, that's something I would really enjoy. And then I could sign up for that one. And if you did something I didn't really care about, okay, maybe I don't go do that one. And I can get involved in the stuff that attracts me.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Because we have an email system that you can just sign up for. Like, it doesn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. It's just a simple email. And they'll say, hey, we have a volunteer opportunity coming up. If you want to sign up, here's the sign up. If you don't, then just ignore the email.
Now, do you find that young people sometimes, the ones that you're drawing in, are a little bit surprised at just how much fun, how rewarding they find doing these kinds of things and volunteering? Because I was, when I started trying to give away some money or volunteering, I did not anticipate it being so much fun and rewarding. Do you find that that's how some of the kids are reacting?
Oh, absolutely. Because we have ambassadors that I want to say are as young as 5, 6.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they're here to serve. They're here to help the community. And for me personally, I now attend Kennesaw State University. And now I'm getting, they're starting a new volunteer cohort that I was chosen to be a leader for. So now I get to help at a higher level and still have fun in college. So you could be as young as 5 or as old as 18, 19 in college and still serve.
Or maybe even in a different capacity, 59 years old, and be out here on the stage interviewing people like you who are doing such great work.
Exactly. There you go.
Absolutely. How will you approach this event? What do you guys hope to accomplish here? You've got a tent or a booth, or you're walking around, or what's going on?
So we have a booth that's just providing free face painting. Like, who doesn't love face painting?
Sweet. Yeah. So, you think you can put our logo on Sharon? You see this, the Main Street Warriors logo or the Business Radio X logo? You think you can paint that?
I mean, I'm no artist, but I can try.
All right, I think maybe we might get matching face paint, Sharon.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, it's free. So,
what do you guys need most right now? Do you need money, awareness, volunteers? What can we do to help?
The biggest thing would be awareness. I mean, we always have a need for volunteers. You can donate on the website if you would like, but the main thing is just awareness. Because, I mean, you could have, like, the best volunteer organization. If you don't have awareness, then...
So that's important. We just got to help get the word out. And maybe a small interview like this can be helpful. Or you can come in the studio and we'll do, like, a more in-depth interview.
Yeah.
But even this conversation right here, maybe it's helpful if we publish it and we get it out there and you guys have it on your website. And, you know, a little bit of old school stuff too, right? Just tell all your friends, the people who know you and like you and trust you, and let them know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you'll meet, like, thousands of friends. Like, I have family up in Illinois, and they've donated on the website. Like, it can be a global thing.
So you can just go right there and just straight up donate?
Yeah. Because, again, you can make, or if you don't find something that you like with our organization, go to another organization.
Right.
Just find some way to get involved in the community, and it'll all circle back around.
It is so nice to be a nice guy, right? A nice person and give. And I got to tell you, doesn't it, you said it would circle back around to you. Not only does it come back, doesn't it seem to come back like tenfold?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe not always in a straight line, right?
Yeah.
But it comes back somehow, some way. It's just, it feels good to do good, doesn't it?
It does. Because when I had to interview for the position to be the volunteer leader at Kennesaw, and I was like, yeah, Smile Up has helped me so much in this. I've learned leadership skills. I've made friends. So again, you don't have to do Smile Up. You can do something else. But if your volunteer opportunities and the service and the time that you put in will help you sometime.
Absolutely.
You can help others while doing it.
So my next immediate contribution to this planet, I'm going to walk the aisles of this Kid Biz Expo. And I find it so difficult to walk by any booth without buying something.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm going to try to be disciplined. But just doing that is fun. Plus, if you can find stuff that, you know, oh, that reminds me of my cousin or my wife or, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be fun. Okay, one more time. Best way to reach out to you guys. We'll Google it if we don't quite have it. But any, like if you've got email, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, website, any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know we have a Facebook for sure. We have obviously our website, our Instagram that we update you like regularly. And I believe that's it. I don't think TikTok yet.
Okay.
I'll get on that.
That's all right. Well, I'm not on TikTok either. But, you know, maybe after this event, maybe we'll get on TikTok.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Don't be a stranger. Maybe join us in studio. It's a mile down the road on Kid Biz Radio or maybe on Sharon's show, Fearless Formula, or one of our shows. We'd love to have you and want to continue to follow your story and the story of Smile Up. But this has been an absolute pleasure.
Of course. Thank you. And thank you for the recognition.
You are welcome. All right. We'll be back in a few from Kid Biz Expo 2023.